Today's Shir Masechta Menachos Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin Beizer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Teaches us the Mishnah Lechel Kachatzis Ayis. If somebody had intention to eat a Chatzis Chazayis of the Shirayim of the Korban Mincha tomorrow, which of course is past the Zman, Lahak the Chatzis Chazayis, or to put up burn on the Mizbeach Chatzis Chazayis of the Kaimitz tomorrow. The loch is the carbon is kosher. Shein achila v'aktara mitztarfen. Because machshavas achila and machshavas aktara cannot combine. And since we only had a half a Chazayis machshava by each one, they themselves are not enough of a machshava. And therefore, since they themselves, each machshava itself is not enough of a machshava, The carbon will be kosher. Tama, says the Gemara, the issue of our Mishnah is, and why it's not a problem, says the Gemara, Tama, the lecho lahakter, lecho and lecho shrayim, lahakter kaimitz, are not something that can combine. Halecho, the lecho, dovashen dakal lecho, and mash, it seems from our Mishnah, that if you would have thought to eat a half a Chatzis Chazayis tomorrow and burn a Chatzis Chazayis tomorrow, Lechel, he had in mind to eat a Chatzis Chazayis Shirayim and to eat a Chatzis Chazayis of Kaimitz, Lechel Dovish Ein Dark Lechel, Lechel Dovish Ein Dark Lechel, Mitztarv. The issue was, it seems that the Machshava here was a combination of lechol and lahakter. But if it would be a combination of lechol the lechol, it would be mitzdarf. But ask the Gemara, Vaktani Bereshisha Mishnasenu, we learned in the Vaktani in the Resha, ask the Gemara, have we not learned in the Resha, which is the Mishnah that we learned before, which our Mishnah is a continuation, lechol davishtaka lechol, that when would a machshava be considered a machshava that we need to be concerned about? When you had a machshava to eat something which is normally eaten, or to burn something that's normally burnt, but only a machshava on something which is normally eaten is considered a machshava that we need to be concerned with. But if it was something that's not meant to be eaten, that machshava is ignored. Answers the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that if somebody had a machshava to eat the kaimitz the next day, it's a problematic machshava. Amar Yehuda, Hamani Rebbe Lezer. The Mishnah of our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. Dom machash machilas adam lachilas mizbeach, machilas mizbeach lachilas adam. That even if somebody had a mind to eat the kaimitz, which is normally only eaten by the Mizbeach, the Kaimitz is burnt on the Mizbeach, or to put Shirayim on the Mizbeach, that means that the Mizbeach should be eating the Shirayim, and Shirayim are not normally eaten by the Mizbeach, Shirayim are eaten by people. Still, Rabbi Lezer says that if you have a mind that something which is meant to be eaten by the people, that the Mizbeach should eat it, or something that's meant to be eaten by the Mizbeach, that should be eaten by people, that is considered a machshava that can make the carbon pigle. The Tanan Mishnah, we're going to learn Mitzvah Shema Daf Yud Zayinam and Aleph, quotes the opinion of Elazar, HaKamitz is a mincham, Lechol Dovish Ein Dark Lechol, Lahakter Dovish Ein Dark Lahakter, to eat something which is not normally eaten, meaning the Kaimitz, or to burn something which is not normally burnt, meaning the Shrayim, Kosher, because that's not considered a machshava by somebody that's meant, if it's not meant to be eaten, the machshava by eating it is not valid. Something that, a machshava to burn something which is not normally burnt is not a machshava we consider. Rabbi Lezer points, but the opinion of Rabbi Lezer is that it is a machshava that we take into consideration. And that's why the diyuk that we began our shiur with and learning in our Mishnah is a correct diyuk. By Omar Filotema Rabbanan. We could actually explain that the Mishnah here that we just learned even follows the opinion of the Rabbanan. The light timer, but don't say pshat halachol that what the Mishnah means to say that only if you had in mind, only because you were trying to combine a chil and a ktara, that's why they do not combine. Halechel, halechel. But if you had in mind to eat something which is meant to be eaten, and also eat meat something which is not meant to eat in the climates, alema, the way to understand the Mishnah, only if you had in mind to eat shirayim and burn the climates, a chafi kizayis of each is not going to be a situation of pigle. Halechel, halechel, dov shtak halechel. If you had in mind a chatzi kazayis of shrayim to be eaten tomorrow, and a chatzi kazayis of shrayim to be burnt, to be eaten in the wrong place. So even though chutzlum kaimai and chutzlum manai are two different machshavas, the Mishnah is teaching us that they can combine. Ask the Gemara, or my kamashman, if that's asked the Gemara, what our Mishnah came to teach us, Habahedik Tani Lo, says the Gemara, we've learned that. Lechel kachatzi kazayis b'chutz, kazayis b'chutz, kazayis l'machram, kazayis l'machram, kazayis b'chutz, chatzi kazayis b'chutz, chatzi kazayis l'machram, chatzi kazayis l'machram, chatzi kazayis b'chutz, and all these cases, the puzzle, because you had not just one disqualifier, you had two disqualifiers, Lamachar chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekaymai, but they can combine to make the carbon puzzle. So that halacha, as the Gemara has already hasulamali. Why would we need our Mishnah to teach us this halacha when it's already obvious that that is the halacha from what we learned previously on Amud Aleph, on W. Bay's Amud Aleph? Hasulamali, e lech v'lech davishtein kamachma the mistarif. If we're going to say that our Mishnah is going to teach us that only achila and aktara, only achila and aktara cannot combine, but achila v'achila combines, that means a chatzi kazayis of kaimitz to combine with a chatzi kazayis of shrama, says the Gemara, to teach us that achila and aktara don't combine, but chatzi zayis shrayim, a chatzi zayin that we already learned that is not true. That we learned from the previous Mishnah. Because in the previous Mishnah, we learned that if you have a machshava lechel to eat, dovish ein dark lechel, something which is not meant to be eaten, it's not a valid machshava. So the Gemara's question is, how can we suggest that our Mishnah is coming to teach us that lechel dovish dark lechel, to eat something which is normally eaten, can be mitzdarf ulechel, dovish ein darke lechel, with something which is not normally eaten, our Mishnah clearly indicates, we've learned previously, that any machshava to eat something which is not meant to be eaten, is not a machshava that will disqualify the carbon. E lechel lahakter, if we're going to say that our Mishnah is coming to teach us, that if you had a machshava achila, a machshava haktara, that they're not mitzdarf, says the Gemara, but you could erase Shamatnei. That we also could have learned from the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chatzizayas Shirayim, that if he had a machshava to eat a Chatzizayas Shirayim and a Chatzizayas Koimitz, that it's the hashtag, Lechav Lechel Dovashayin Darakal Echel, is to eat, but just it's Shirayim and Koimitz. So it's things that there's here something which is not eaten, Loimit Starif. So certainly lechel lahakter, which is even more distinct, mabaya that the namit starf. So answers the Gemara in. Yet that's what the Mishnah's come to teach us. Lechel, that if somebody had a mind to eat a chatzi zayis of shrayim and to burn a chatzi zayis kachama of kaimitz, it's sukhalei. That's what our Mishnah meant to teach us. The salkadat the chamina. One would think that somebody who has a mind to eat shrayim of kaimitz, the loy ka'arch kamachashiv. That's when it's not mitzdarif. Because on the chatzi kazayis chaymitz, which is meant to be burnt, he had a mind to eat it. So it's something that's not meant to be eaten, and therefore machshava about eating something which is not meant to be eaten is totally discounted. Aval hocham, in the case of eating a chatzi kazayis shirayim, and to burn a chatzi kazayis chaymitz, the ba'ai ka'arch kamachashiv, by Koch Mechashev. In this situation, this person is thinking about doing something which is supposed to be done. He just has in mind to do it the wrong way. But since all of his machshavah is about something that ought to be done, since all his machshavah is about something that ought to be done, maybe the halacha is that these two types of machshavah, even though one's on achila, one's on achtara, litzdarf, teaches us the halacha that it's not mitzdarf. So our Gemara just taught us something very important, says the Sefer Chashukei Chemed. Our Gemara just taught us that when we think in terms of halacha, the more it's common to do something, and that's the more reason that it should be chayiv. And that's why in our Gemara, if we think about it, the Gemara just thought that since he had a mind to burn the kaimitz, which is something that's normally burnt, since he had a mind to eat the shrayim, which is something that's normally done, therefore we're suggesting that maybe should be mitzdarif, teaches us the Gemara that it's not mitzdarif. So he suggests, based on this concept, the more that something is common to be done, then the halacha is that's taken into consideration. And he quotes his father-in-law, Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, he said that let's say you have a Megillah on the table, on the bima from which the Megillah is being read. But one person is reading the Megillah straight up, looking at the Megillah. The Megillah is laid out properly, and he's reading from that Megillah. So, of course, he's Yoytza the Mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. But then he continues and says, there's another individual who's standing, so let's say, standing at the other head of the bima, and he's looking over the Megillah, and he's reading it, but the words are all upside down to him. He says, to that person, he'll not be Yoytza the Mitzvah Kriyas Megillah. Because the Megillah, you only considered having done something properly when you did it korche, when you did it in the normal fashion. Here, you didn't do it in the normal fashion, and it would not be considered that you were mekayim the mitzvah in any sense in a proper fashion. Teaches us the Mishnah, he had a mind to eat the shirayim tomorrow. The Zman of the Shrine is till today, and he had a mind for tomorrow. Ola hak to come to Lamachar, or to burn the Kaimitz tomorrow. Even though Rabbi Yossi has taught us previously, somebody had a mind to burn the Levina tomorrow, there won't be Pigel. Rabbi Yossi says that somebody has a mind to burn the Kaimitz the wrong time. Shupigel. This carbon is pigel, and if somebody were to eat from this carbon, chas v'shalom, he'll be chayiv karis. La'akta levinas l'macham, if somebody has a mind to burn the levina to next day, so says the word, here we have a machlokes. Rabbi Yosef apostle, that this carbon will be apostle, however, v'ein by karis, there is no karis for this, the Gemara will explain why. Rabbi Yosef apostle, v'ein by karis, most Rishonim explain that Rabbi Yossi holds it's possible with the Rabbanon. There's some Rishonim that suggest that Rabbi Yossi holds it's possible with the Raisa. The Chum's opinion is Pigel Chayavel of Chorus. Amalai, the Chum says to Rabbi Yossi, Mashin Azem and Azevach. Why is this carbon mincha different than a carbon? Where we know if somebody shechs a carbon with the intention that he's going to bring up the Imurim the next day, the carbon is Pigel. Why over here, where he had a mind to burn the Levina the next day, is it not pigel? Amalem shezavach, when we speak about a carbon, domai ubisaroi v'murav echad. The blood and the meat and the emrim are all one, and therefore they're all connected. However, the Levina is not part of the mincha, and therefore machshava and the Levina doesn't have such a strong effect on the carbon mincha. Says the Gemara, why did the Mishnah need to say in the Reisha, the Mishnah, Lama Leila Mislam, Maidra of Yosef Bezu. Why was it necessary for the Gemara to make the Mishnah to make the statement, Maidra of Yosef Bezu? Answers the Gemara, Mishum de Kabay Leila Mislam Seifa. Because we want to learn in the Seifa, the case that we just studied. That if the Kavana was to burn the Levina the next day. Rabbi Yosef Apostle Vayim Bekaris. Rabbi Yosef says that it's Apostle Vayim Bekaris. Mad Tema, why indeed does Rabbi Yossi hold that way? So the Gemara suggests the time of Rabbi Yossi, Shum the Kasover, Ema Faglin Bechatzi Matar. This is a concept, but this is not the concept that we always think about. Here, the concept of Ema Faglin Bechatzi Matar is what makes the burning of the carbon of a mincha, what makes the burning of a mincha a proper haktara? That is the burning both of the Levina and of the Kaimitz. And therefore, if you only had a mind to burn one of them, either the Kaimitz or the Levina, that's why it's not going to become pigle. And that's why if you only had a mind to burn the Levina, it's not going to make a pigle, because you also have to have the burning of the Kaimitz. And therefore, the halacha is a filu reishanami. Therefore, the halacha is that if you had a mind only on the kaimitz, it also won't be pigel, because Rabbi Yossi is going to hold that it's only pigel if you had a mind both. It's only pigel if you had a mind both on the kaimitz and the levina. And of course, all the rishonim point out that this is only possible by karban mincha, because as we keep on studying the karban mincha, the haktara is both on the kaimitz and the levina. That, but when we have a carbon where there's only dam, so there the halacha will be, it won't be, it's only one thing to be a matter. But in the reisha, that's why a filu reisha nami, where somebody had a machshava on the kaimitz, Rabbi Yossi is going to hold it's not pigel, because if he only had machshava on the pigel, on the kaimitz, not on the pigel, again, it's a problem of a chatzi matter. Kamash Malan, that's why the Tana had to teach us, the Baha, when we had a mind on the kaimitz alone, Rabbi Yossi will agree it's pigel. Because Rabbi Yossi holds that not because of an issue of Eim Faglin Bechatzi Matar. Because indeed, if the issue were Eim Faglin Bechatzi Matar, Rabbi Yossi would hold the same way, Rabbi Yossi would hold the same way in both cases. The reason Rabbi Yossi holds his opinion, as we're going to study, is a matter mafaglas a matter, and therefore that's the consideration which we'll talk about soon more in the Gemara. Lachtel v'nasul amachar, Rabbi Yossi of apostle and mekaris. I'm Reish Lakish. I'm Rabbi Yossi. As we just said, a matter mafaglas a matter. The machshava when you're doing one act cannot make pigel to do a different act chutzlas manoi. And therefore, if as he's doing the kamitza, he had machshava on the levina, it won't be pigel, because the levina is distinct from the kaimitz. And the halacha is that what makes the shirayim be able to be eaten, to be mutter, to be eaten, the burning of both, as we said, the burning of both the kaimitz and the levina. What does that mean? What that means is that both the kaimitz and the levina, that both the kaimitz and the levina are matirim. And since both the kaimitz and the levina are matirim, a machshava by one matir, a machshava by the kmitza on the levina falls into the category of having machshava by one matir for another matir. A machshava by one matir for another matir is not a regular, is not considered a machshava that makes pigel. V'chein at the maimer, and so too will be the halacha b'shnei bezichei levina shlechem upon him, by the two spoons of the lechem upon him, that both burning both of them makes it permissible to eat the lechem upon him, and therefore, if he had machshava by the burning of one of those spoons regarding the other spoon, the machshava by one regarding to the other one is not going to make that into pigle. Says the Marmai V'chein Ata Oimer. What was Reish Lakish trying to do by adding this example of the Shtei Bezichim? Answers the Gemara. When did Rabbi Yossi say that if while you're working with the Kaimitz, you have a machshava on the Levoina, it's not going to make it piggle? The Kaimitz is the flower, the Levoina is the Levoina, and therefore the machshava by the Kaimitz cannot have an effect on the machshava during the Kaimitz, cannot have an effect what you're thinking about the Levoina. When we're speaking about two bezich levoina, so they're both identical. The mina da dodin inu, they're both identical. Even though they're, so I would think, even though they're two separate spoons, ema mafagli adodi, they could make, one can make the other one piggle, kamash malon, that they're two matirim, and machshava, if one is not going to affect the other one. Ask the Gemara, umimatzit amri. Is that the way, asked the Gemara, we're going to explain the opinion of Rabbi Yossi? The Tam de Rabbi Yossi, we're going to explain that the reason of Rabbi Yossi is Belvoina, Lat Mishum de Lab Mina de Minchahi, because Belvoina and the Mincha, as we keep on saying, are two separate things. For Ketani Sefer, let's learn the Mishnah, Amaloi, the Chum say to Rabbi Yossi, Ma Shinsa, why is the machshava on the levoina different from the machshava on the carbon? The halacha, for example, is that if while you're doing zrikas adam, you have a machshava regarding the emrim, it's pugil v'amalhem. Says the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yossi respond? Zevach tamer b'sar v'murvechav. They're all really from the same animal. The levoina is not part of the mincha, so we see very clear that the reason of Rabbi Yossi is that when we're talking about two different things, one can have a makshava on one thing about another thing. So it's not because a matter mafagels a matter. It has nothing to do because two matirim, the makshava about one matter is not effective on the other one. Rather, the explanation is because levayna milcha, two different things. And therefore, makshav for one doesn't make a difference for the other. Answers the Gemara, yes, we could say that the reason of Rabbi Yossi is aim at the mefagalos matter, umay enem en mincha. That's the reason why makshav during the kaimitz won't have an effect on what you're thinking about the levoina. What did he mean when he said enem en mincha? She'enoi be'ikov ha'mincha. That the shrayim are not as significant in the effectiveness of the korban mincha. The lav keech dem akav lekomis the shrayim. We would not say that the levoina is like the shrayim. The kamed loy miskasha miskat the kaimitz. That as long as you didn't burn the kaimitz, loy misach the shrayim, you may not eat the shrayim. Hachnami. So thing we would think that you can't burn the said the burning of the ktyrus makav lelevona. And as long as the kaimitz wasn't burnt, you can't burn the levoina. And if we would say that that's the halacha, then we could say that the machshava during the kaimitz should have an effect on the levoina. Because the levoina is so connected to the kaimitz, I can't do anything with the levoina until I finish the kaimitz. Says the Gemara, it's not to look at that. The shrayim indeed may not be eaten until the kaimitz is burnt. But when it comes to the kaimitz and the levoina, that both have to be burned, the burning of the levoina is not at all dependent on the kaimitz. Because if by ha-makdim resha, by ha-makdim resha, the halacha allows us to burn each any one that we want first. So that's why we can't say that one is dependent on the other. So based on this, it seems that there's no order. And you can burn the kaimitz first, or you can burn the levoina first. But even though there is no order, and you can burn whichever one you want first, the halacha will say that they should not be burnt together. However, this is the chayyim point out that it's not everybody's opinion. Some actually hold that you can burn whatever one you want first, and you can burn them at the same time together as well. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yossi that ein matam fagalas amater. So if that's the case, why when doing something with the kaimitz, of thinking about the levina does it become pigal? When they were not in one keli, like we're going to discuss the shnei kivsei atzeres, the two animals that were born in Shavuos, they both come shlomim, that come with the shlei alechem on Shavuos, and bringing these two animals as a carbon shlomim allows us to shtei alechem. The kind of titish day lechem. So the halach is machshava on one animal cannot affect, while you're doing one animal, thinking about the other animal won't make it pigle. I will heichadik for bechad mona. But here we have the pigle, the kaimitz and the levina in one keli. So therefore we can maybe consider them kechadomi. They're considered that they're all the same, and therefore the machshava of the kaimitz on the levana or malva is going to be considered as one separate. The simile says the Sfas Emes, based on what we spoke about earlier. Sfas Emes points out, what about the shnei bezichei levana, the two spoons of the levana? Sfas Emes points out, aren't the shnei bezichei levana the also two separate kalim? Says the Sfas Emes, the Shnei B'zich Levayna are not considered two separate kalim, because even though it's two separate spoons, but both of those spoons are put on top of the Shulchan, that both of those spoons are put on top of the Shulchan, then the halacha is that it's considered one. Amar Rav Yanai, Likad Levayna, if taking the Levayna off the flour to put it on the Mizbeach, Bazar, done through a Zohar's puzzle. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, what is the reason for that? Amar Rav Yonah, Mishum Halacha, Nagaba. This is included in the Avodah, one of the Avodahs that we have by a carbon is Halacha. And we've learned many times that whatever is an Avodah by a carbon, we have a corresponding Avodah by, carbon Mincha. And just like Halacha is an Avodah by the regular carbon, and a carbon can become puzzle when a Yisrael does the halacha, so too here, the carrying it to the this is considered avoida of halacha. Ksavar says the Gemara because of Yanai's opinion is halacha shloi baruch shmoi halacha. Even if he didn't carry it, only just picked it up, and it'll get closer to the mizbeach, that's considered included in the avoida and halacha of halacha, and that's considered halacha b'zar psula. We had a very significant sugya in the beginning of Sektos Vachem, Daf Yud Dalid, where we spoke about halacha b'reg shmai halacha. Do you have to actually walk with it or not? And here we're saying that even without walking it, just causing it that it should be able to get close to the mizbeach is possible. We also had a discussion there in Sektos Zvachim, can it be corrected? So why from here don't we have a raya? Ask the Shita Mekabetzes that's not correctable. Says the Gemara, it's because we could say that maybe indeed it was corrected, it would be kosher. The Mishnah, the Gemara here is referring to a situation where it wasn't corrected. Amar Amari, Afanan Namitanina, we learned regarding the Avoida of scooping up the Levina from the cap of the Mincha is considered an Avoida. Because we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, but the halacha is a pigle, and we learned that there are corresponding Avoidas by the carbon Mincha corresponding to the Avoidas by a carbon. Zeh Klal, and we learned Kol HaKaimitz, V'Noisim B'Kli, V'Moylech V'Makter, and with the wrong Machshav V'Chutz V'Zman V'Chutz M'Kaimai, that's how the carbon becomes pigle. Bishlam Kaimitz, we understand that the act of kmitza corresponds to shchita. Moilich nami, when we speak about the act of carrying the karam mincha, that's like moilich carrying the dam to the mizbeach. Makter, hainu, zoirik. Makter of the kaimitz corresponds to the zrikas adam. Ella noisim bekli, if you were saying put into the kli, makes it a voida, is an avoida, is a step where the carbon mecha can become pigle. My covid, what exactly is happening when you're putting it to the kli? Ilaim shum the dam le kabbalah. If you want to suggest that it's similar to the act of kabbalah, midami hasam. When we speak about kabbalah sadam, memela, the blood drips into that keli. Hacha kashok of rami. Here you have to take the kaimitz and put it into the kli sharis. And in fact, the Chafetz Chaim, the Sefer Likutei Halacha, considers that the kohen has to actually put the kaimitz into the kli. And if he didn't do so, he just opened up his hands, and that's how they fell into the keli, it would not be considered putting into the kli in a proper fashion. Says the Gemara. So again, says the Rami Dami, Mishum the Dami, the Kabbalah, of that says the Rami Dami, Hasam, by the blood, Mimela, it falls into the clearly. Hacha Kashak of Rami, here you're carrying it in. Ella, Mishum the Kim, the Sagi, the Avalah, since you have to do it, it's a necessary step. The Sagi, the Avalah, avoid the Shuvahi, the Kachamach Shvalay, and that's why it's considered like Kabbalah. Hachinami, when we speak about scooping up the levina, kim dloy sagi dloy avidlay, you must do it. Avoid the chshuvihi, a karach mashve kalocha. That's why it's considered halacha. Loy says the Gemara, we can't learn the halacha scooping up the levina from the halacha of putting into the keli that should be considered the act of halacha. Loy lam the dami le kabbalah. It is considered like kabbalah. With the kakash lachasa memela, are you asked there by the dam it falls by itself? Hacha, by putting the kaimitz into the keli, it requires the kashok of rami that you pick it up and put it in there? Says the mechte tavai kedushas kli. We look at the goal. The goal in both cases is that the dam should get into the kli, the kaim should get into the kli. And the fact that this happens by itself, and this that you pick it up and put it in, is not significant. Mali mameli kashak of rami, it doesn't make a difference what you had in mind. The reality is that it happened, but it happens that it has to get into the keli, and therefore both are considered, both in both cases it's considered the same, and in both cases it's considered an act of kabbalah, one of the steps where carbon could become piggle. From our Gemara, we learn the first was kamitza was performed, it was put on the mizbeach, then the levoina was gathered and put on the mizbeach. That's where Rashi says how it worked. The Rambam says that after the kaimitz is put into a keli, then the levoina is gathered, put in the same keli on top of the kaimitz, and they're burnt together on the mizbeach. So we have a machlokes how and when the liket levoina was done. Was it done after the kamitza, before the burning, or was it done after the burning of the kamitza, done separately? And we're learning now that both of them are considered an act of kabbalah. They're not considered an act of halacha, and one of the reasons is because it's either because it's correctable or because it's halacha shleba regel. Nobody's walking with it. And as we mentioned earlier, the Gemara in Masechet Zvachim taught us that there are opinions that say that halacha shleba regel, not walking with it, is not considered an act of halacha.